Random House Audio presents The Troubled Man by Henning Mankell. Translated from the Swedish by Laurie Thompson. Read for you by Robin Sachs. People always leave traces. No person is without a shadow. You forget what you want to remember, and remember what you would prefer to forget. Graffiti on buildings in New York City. Prologue. The story begins with a sudden fit of rage. The cause of it was a report that had been submitted the previous evening, which the Prime Minister was now reading at his poorly lit desk. But shortly before that, the stillness of mourning held sway in the Swedish government offices. It was 1983. An early spring day in Stockholm, with a damp fog hovering over the city and trees that had not yet come into leaf. When Prime Minister Olof Palme finished reading the last page, he stood up and walked over to a window. Seagulls were wheeling around outside. The report was about the submarines. The accursed submarines that in the fall of 1982 were presumed to have violated Swedish territorial waters. In the middle of it all, there was a general election in Sweden, and Olof Palme had been asked by the Speaker to form a new government, since the non-socialist parties had lost several seats and no longer had a parliamentary majority. The first thing the new government did was to set up a commission to investigate the incident with the submarines, which had never been forced to surface. Former Defence Minister Sven Andersson was chairman of the commission.